Sunday school, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Sometimes we go through those songs, when we go through some tough times, we got to reach back to some of those songs. And I was telling them, that's why I love here at Temple of Faith, we sing those songs of our faith. And you can listen to those songs and you can reach back to them. And today our scripture is going to be taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 through 10. That's just one of them. We're going to talk about a lot of the scriptures, but 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 through 10. And we're going to talk about the storm. Because some of us are going through some stormy times. There's a song that's out there, and this is why I think it's so important for us to listen to the words of the song. It's the song goes something like this. There's a storm cloud out over the ocean, and it's moving this little way. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you would do what? Surely drift away. And that's our message today. You got to get your soul anchored in Jesus because you'll truly drift away. And I want to let you know, I want you to listen to that first part of the message. There's a storm cloud out over the ocean and it's moving this way. Church, I just stopped by to tell you that there's a storm cloud moving this way. So it's not just those natural storms. See, we're going through some winter storms. We're going through some of those natural storms. But I'm not talking about those storms. I'm talking about those storms in life that life takes you through. The storm of death, dealing with the death of a loved one, dealing with some unjust criticism, dealing with an unjust boss, dealing with some unjust friends, dealing with some stuff that we're going through. And when you're going through some of that stuff, we got to know how to deal with it. And one of the things that I found out is, being a Christian, you're going to go through some storms. It doesn't exempt you from the storms, but you're going to go through some storms. You know how I know? Because Jesus tells us we're going to go through some storms. See, I see many of our children are drifting away. And a lot of times we think that they're drifting away from the church. But it's not that they're drifting away from the church. The sad part about it, they're drifting away from our God. They're drifting away because they're not prepared, because their souls are not anchored in Jesus. And see, many of our children are out there, and that's what I come by to tell you. We've got to prepare our children to get their souls anchored in Jesus. If not, they will surely drift away. And I'm going to give you five steps that we're going to be talking about. I'm going to go through the steps because as I went through the sermon over and over and over, I realized I was like, man, I can't get it all in at one time. So I'm going to give you the five steps. I know I'm not going to be able to get to all five of them, but I'm going to give them to you so you'll know what the steps are. The first step is know that the storm is coming. Know that the storm is coming. The second, be still when you're going through the storm. The third one, have faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The third one, pray. The fourth one is pray. And the fifth one is to be of good cheer. And I tell you what, we went through, we put it that way. We're going to go to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong area. I'm going to get to it. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And it reads, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. It says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accompanied in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called upon us, his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, he has suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. See, there's a storm coming because our Lord said, watch out! There's some storms coming. You need to be prepared. I'll tell you a little story. I'm from Florida, see, and we get these little things, these little storms called hurricanes. And see, those little storms come around every now and then. But my wife, see, I was used to the storms. See, I was prepared for the storms, but I sent my wife down because I wasn't able to go down. And there was a warning that a hurricane was coming. It was category 4, a hurricane was coming. And before, we used to sit back. I remember growing up, we used to sit back, and my grandparents used to say, oh, don't worry about it, it's going to go over us. It's going to miss us. But after Hurricane Andrew came, and it tore everything up, we started listening to the warning. And we got prepared. So my wife was, she tells her she was in bed, and about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, she heard a boom, 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 boom. She was in this cast iron bed, and she knew what was going on. She didn't know if it was a storm, but when she woke up, she looked outside, she seen this old man putting the shutters down on the house. Granddad was getting the house prepared for the storm. Many of our kids are not prepared for the storm. You've gone through the storm. You've gone through the tough times and the rough times. But you know what? We've protected our kids so much, they don't know how to handle the storm. So we're getting ready to go through the storm. And that's why I love here at Temple Faith. You need to bring your children in so they can understand and be prepared to go through the storm. And that's what Sunday school is all about. Getting prepared to go through the storm. They're just not out there doing some rough stuff, some bad stuff. They're going through some tough times. But they don't know how to handle it because they weren't prepared for the storm. We've got to get them prepared for the storm. If you would turn with me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 2 and 6. Verse 2 through 6. See, Jesus told us that we're going to go through some storms. He gave us his word that we're going to go through some storms. And like we have warning systems, this book is full of some warning. We get that alert, beep, beep, beep. Hurricanes come, beep, beep, beep. When somebody's missing, beep, beep, beep. There's a winter storm alert. We get that alert. And that's why I want our kids to understand it. Sometimes, and I'm talking to you, our youth and our kids, sometimes when the parents are telling you something, you need to think in your mind, beep, 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 something is about to happen. I need to get ready, and I need to get prepared. In 1 James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into the divers of temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Now see, I got this newer Bible, the pages are sticking together. It says, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. See, it's the trials and tribulations that you go through. See, and I want you to understand your parents and your grandparents, they've been through some tough and rough times. They don't want you to go through the times that they've been through, so they try to tell you. But when I hear, all we hear is blah, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. But what it actually should be is warning, warning, something's going to happen. That little naughty head boy that you're talking to, when mama tell you, don't go out with him, you in your mind, you're warning, warning, something's gonna happen. Same thing about those little girls. When they tell you not to go outside in the cold with no coat on and no hat on, they're not telling you just for their sake, just so they can buy you more clothes, but they want to prepare you for the storm that's about to come. See, now you know you got to be prepared for the storm. But now we're going to talk about when you're in the storm, what you need to do. And that number two, it says, be still. Let's go to Psalm 1, verse 3. I'm sorry, that's Psalms 46, I'm sorry. Psalms 46. Verse 1 through 3, it says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and the swelling thereof. See, there is a river, a stream whereof, that maketh glad the city of God, a holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. See, he's talking about the storm that they were going through. See, God is our refuge, our safe place. See, but if you go down to verse 10, Jesus tells us something. Jesus said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. See, sometimes we just gotta, when we're going through some tough times, you ever think about the ship rocking and rolling? We're going through some tough times. Sometimes we just gotta stop, shut up, and be still. See, God wants to say something to us, do something to us, but you know what? We're going through the storms, and you know what? We're just talking to God. What am I going through? We're just telling everybody all of our problems. We're just going through it, and you know what? Sometimes you just have to stop. Be still. Shut up. And know that he's God. And he's going to be exalted. So when you go through the storm, sometimes you just got to be still.
Yes.
See, there's a song. Remember I was talking about the song? It said, speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. See, in order for God to speak to you, you got to shut up and listen to what he's saying, so he can bring you through the storm. See, sometimes the next one is, we got to have faith. See, have faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, Jesus is our anchor. See, the sun says, there's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving this away. And if your soul's not what? Anchored in Jesus. See, that's where that faith comes, is that anchor.
Yeah.
See, when you got a big ship, those are some big problems. You got to have some big faith. So when it starts to rock and it starts to tilt, life is getting to you, you know what? You got the anchor and it's going to hold you in place. See, let's go to Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Peter chapter 5, verse 9. I told you we're going to hit a lot of these scriptures. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are coming to your brethren that are in the world. See, when we're going through it, sometimes we think we're going through it all by ourselves. Sometimes we think, God, why me? What's going on? What did I do wrong? You know, God told you, not only you going through it, other Christians are going through it, but the world is going through some of the same problems. You ever been going through some problems, and especially as you get older, you ever been going through some problems, you got your own problems, and somebody want to come tell you their problems? Sometimes you got some problems of your own. But you know what? As Christians, we got to be the ones that we got our problems, we got our soul anchored in Jesus. we've got to listen sometimes. Yes. And we've got to have faith. We've got to have faith. That anchor in Jesus, Lord, you know what? He's going to bring me through. No matter what I'm going through, He's going to bring me through.
Amen.
Sometimes it takes you to get to the bottom of the bottle. You ever, see, you guys may not know this, but you ever looked in the cabinet? Sometimes you look in the refrigerator, especially the kids today, they look in the refrigerator, it's packed with food, it's full of them, but they come, ain't nothing to eat. See, some of us been through those times where you looked in the refrigerator, you looked in the freezer, you looked in the deep freezer, you looked in the pantry where the canned food is, and ain't nothing there but some pork and beef and hot dogs. See, we've been through those tough times. It's when you get down there, when you got nothing left, that's when we have to have our faith. You got to have that soul anchored in Jesus. See, I'm going to tell you about prayer is number four. And we're going to go to one of my favorite scriptures, one of my favorite passages. We're going to go to my brother Jonah. See, my brother Jonah, I don't know many of you, as we turn to Jonah, God told Jonah to go left, and Jonah went right. Jonah got on the ship and caused a storm. Sometimes we're going through a storm that's our fault. We caused a storm. Sometimes we're going through some storms, and because God wants to redirect you. You're running away. You're going left, and God said, "No, I don't want you to go left." But you just keep on going. I'm going. God said, "I tell you what. I'll put a storm in your way. It'll turn you around." Oh, it takes us to get deep down and dirty in our sins before we can realize that we have to have some faith in our Jesus Christ. As we go to Jonah, we look at Jonah. We look at verse 4. And on verse 4, it says, when Jonah got on that boat, the Lord sent a great wind to the sea. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was being broken apart. The mariners were afraid, and they cried every man to his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea. See, even the unsaved, even the people that don't know our Jesus Christ, in times of trouble, they know to pray. And as Christians, we should know to pray. But sometimes when we're going through that storm that we know we caused, we act like Jonah. See, what did Jonah do? See, it says, but Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship where he laid and was fast asleep. Have you ever seen somebody cause a mess and there's a ruckus going on and the person that caused the mess is gone? We have that so much. Somebody started a rumor. Everything's going around in the church. We can't do this. We can't do that. Things are going right. And the person that started the rumor is gone. And everybody else is here to deal with the mess. And that's where Jonah went. Jonah left while the mess was going on. And he had the nerve to fall asleep. See, and the shipmaster, I can just imagine, he came to him saying unto him, "What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise!" In other words, get up! Get up! What you doing? What are you doing? We're going through a storm. And it says, call upon thy God. If it be thy God, will think upon us that we should not perish. See, even the non-Christians know we need to pray. And see, when we pray to our God, even the non-Christians know it'll change some things. See, when people know who you are, and whom you are, when they're going through some tough times, well, I better go talk to Sister West. I better go talk to Brother West, because you know what? I know that their soul is anchored in Jesus. I can go talk to them. They can go talk to their God. See, you need to be that anchor at work. You need to be that anchor at school, so when some other people are going through some stuff, they can come talk to you, so you can talk to your God. And then you know what happens? See, God takes us through storms sometimes so other people can see that we made it through the storm. And look what happened with the people that were on the boat. They started to believe. They started to say, you know what? We're going to help you out. We cast lots, and you know what? God showed who was the problem. Jonah was the problem, and you know what? They didn't first say, you the problem. First thing we said, you the problem, you got to go. See, they said, Jonah, you know what? We're gonna try to watch out for you. But after a while, they knew that God had told Jonah to do something. And I can tell you from experience, I've been on jobs, and I thought I was doing a great job, and I was. I was doing a good job. Boss looked at me and he said, Dave, I worked on the railroad. Now, I was working a lot of hours. And he said, this job ain't for you. And it was, I was like, this job ain't for me. He goes, man, you live a different lifestyle. And this job isn't for you. A lot of it caused with some of that cussing and fussing that I didn't do. But he knew that I wanted to start a family. He knew that it wasn't a bad thing. It just wasn't for me. I had to go to a different direction. And in this case, in Jonah, as you go to chapter 2, once Jonah was thrown overboard, see, when God takes you to a problem, he takes you through the problem. See, and God sent a great fish. We don't know what that fish is. The story tells a little girl was talking to her teacher, talking about whales and how big they are. The teacher said, no, whales got little floats. And the little girl looked at her and said, no, but Jonah survived in the well. She goes, I don't know if that story is true or not. The little girl said, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jonah. The teacher said, well, Jonah ain't in heaven. She said, you ask him. So Jonah was deep, and he was deep in the belly of a fish. And see, when our kids are going through the rough times, when they go, they don't want to tell you everything. They don't want to tell you when they go through some tough times, but when they get deep down in the dirt and they can't see their way out, mama, daddy, I got a problem. That's when they want to talk to you. See, Jonah was deep in his mess. See, and that's when he cried out. By reason of my affliction, this is verse 2, I cried out by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. When you cry out to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he'll hear you. See, it wasn't until he got deep down in his sins. When he truly said, sometimes we're going through stuff, and Lord, if you bring me through this, I'll never do this again. Lord, no, you're lying. Lord, if you do this, he done brought you through it and you did it again. He done brought you through it again, you did it again. And sometimes he knows you, but when you get deep down dirty, I can't get up by myself. I've fallen and I can't get up. It's when we start to pray, Lord, I can't get up, I need some help. And see, and that's when the Lord will hear your voice. Sometimes we get too deep in the mess. Amen. See, we don't want you to get too deep to where you have to. We're trying to tell you, it's going to come. Call upon him all the time. So you don't have to go through the mess to get to the bottom to call upon him. Yeah. See, when you're prepared, I know when something goes wrong, I'm ready. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. There's a story, Dave Ramsey. We talked, we're in Financial Peace Junior with the little ones. We talked about an emergency fund. And Dave says that everybody should have an emergency fund. One of the ministers said, hey, you got to be positive. And he said, I'm positive you're going to have an emergency. You've got to have your emergency fund ready. Because I'm positive you're going to go through a storm.
Amen.
The storms are coming.
Amen.
Ask the kids, what's an emergency fund for? Nobody looked around and little Kelly said, emergency. See, and sometimes God gives us opportunity to go through some things that he gives us tools to go through ourselves, but we mess it up. And then we got the difference of the emergency fund. See, but we too often dip into the emergency fund little stuff. Stuff we can correct ourselves because we're not prepared to go through the storm. See, in verse 7, it says, my soul faileth within me, and I remember the Lord. See, it's those songs that we sing that help us get through some of the mess that we're going through. See, and when I'm going through some tough times, I know I can call up on Jesus and get, because he's on the main line. You can call him up and do what? Tell him what you want. See, when you're going through some tough times, the song says Jesus lifted me. See, when we're going through some tough times, it says, the main thing of song, when you don't know where to go, it's what? It's in there. See, when we're going through some tough times, sometimes if you don't remember the scripture stuff, you got to remember some of those songs. And that's why I'm glad we sing songs of our faith. And then get your children prepared to go through those storms. And that's why when we have for children's choir and the youth choir, look, there's a lot going on in the world today. But your kids need to be there because those songs help prepare them for the storm. And your kids need to learn how to be a little usher. You know why they gotta learn? Because they gotta learn how to serve. Because if they learn how to serve you, they'll learn how to serve Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So stop letting them give you excuses after excuses. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to offend somebody. I apologize. But you run your children. Don't let your children run you. I don't care if you got homework. We got to go to church. We got to get prepared for the storm. We got to get ready for the storm. Because you know what? The storm is coming. There's a storm cloud over the ocean, and it's moving this way. We got to have our children ready to go through the storm. The storm is doing their job, preparing them. They got geometry, algebra. We got to do our job. Don't let what they do get in the way what you do, because we have a responsibility to teach our children and prepare them for the storm. We got to educate them. And then it says, we commit to religiously educate our children. You know, if you don't teach your child math or ABCs, the school will probably do that for you. If you don't teach them how to write, school will probably do that for you. But if you don't teach them how to get their soul naked in Jesus Christ, ain't nobody going to do that for you. You got to come to Sunday school in order to get that type of training. You got to get your soul anchored in Jesus to get that type of training. See, prayer is that chain. You ever, when you picture an anchor, you ever notice it's connected to a chain? See, the anchor is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his word. That chain is our prayer. See, ain't no use to having a big anchor if you got a weak chain. We got to get our prayer life together. Because if we want that boat to stand still, if we want to get our soul anchored in Jesus Christ, we got to get the right life. We got to get the right prayer life. there's some stuff we're going through. And number five, be a good courage. See, sometimes we're going through a storm, all we're doing is telling everybody, I'm going through a storm. Look at me, I'm going through a storm. Oh, the world, I can't do this because I'm going through the storm. We're so busy telling people our problems about the storm that we don't see what God has put in front of us. That we don't have our faith in Jesus Christ that he's going to bring us through the storm. If we turn to Acts chapter 27, verse 1, that's Acts chapter 27, verse 1. This is Paul when he was captured. He was going down to see Caesar, and he was telling, the men were taking them down, and you know, they were going through some storms. They were going through some tough times, and he knew the tough times were coming. And so what did he do? He, as they went through the storm, and it was a rough storm, he sat down, he said to them, and when neither the sun nor the stars in many days appear, they were deep in the storm. See, I don't know about you, but when a hurricane comes, any of you guys been through a hurricane? See, when you go through a hurricane, it hits, then there's a calm. See, if you've been through it, you know when it hits, and everything, some stuff broke out, but you're not you're not dead yet. You know what you got to do? You got to get brace. You know how you got to get brace? Because it's coming again. That's just the calm before the storm come again. And what did Paul tell him? He said, and when neither the sun nor the stars in many days appeared, no small tempers laid on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. This is when you don't think you got any way out. When you're going, you're so deep in the storm, you don't know what to do. It's that part of the storm that you just look like, oh Lord, what can we do? And we went, Hurricane Andrew came through and he tore up the house. The house was shaking. Everything was just torn up. We were praying and they were crying. Everything was just commotion. Then it went through and it was just silence. We didn't know what to do. What do we do? What do we do from here? In 21 it says, but after a long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them saying, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete. He told them not to go, to have gained this harm and loss. And I exhort you to be in good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life. See, sometimes we go through a storm, we can lose everything that we have. Somebody stole the car, somebody came in and wiped everything that you got. Sometimes they take your security away from you. When we got some enemy, some friends, I'm talking to some of our youth, and we got that friend that we want to be a friend to, and they strip. They take away some of your self-esteem. See, he said, you know what? Be a good cheer. Because you didn't lose your life. You got some more work to do. And see, it says in verse 23, for there stood by me an angel at night. He's telling you, and this is like your grandparents telling you, your parents telling you, an angel of God, whose I am and whose I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that fell with thee. In other words, I'm thinking about a being on a plane, and it's about rocking, and you're going through some stormy times, and you know what? And some a man stands up and says, don't worry about it. I'm a child of God, and God died. everything is going to be all right. Sometimes as Christians, when we're going through some tough times, when the family is going through some storms, we've got to stand up and say, God, God, everything is going to be all right. We've got to reach back into some of those songs. See, it said, be still. Sometimes we've got to go. There's a song that says, I love my one-on-one time. Which is, I need my one-on-one time with Jesus. Sometimes when we're in that still part, we got to take time out of day and spend some one-on-one time with Jesus. See, when you're going through the storm, you're going through the storm, you got to be prepared. I want you to understand that the storms are going to come. The storms are going to come. And again, I say this, and I want you to remember this. When that song is sung, I want you guys to understand there's a storm cloud out over the ocean. And it's moving this away. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. We don't want you to drift away today. We want you to get your soul anchored in Jesus. We want you to get your soul anchored in the Word of God. See, because when you're going through that storm, when you have nobody calling, I know sometimes we want to, even adults, we want to call on mama. We want to call on Jesus. But I listen to that song and it says, but there's something about that name. When I call upon the name Jesus, things are going to change. There's something about that name. And we want you to understand, when you sing songs of your faith, it's not just the songs that we're singing, but it's the Word of God that we're singing that we need to hold on to. So if the storm cloud comes, you better make sure your soul is anchored in Jesus. God bless you.
Let's go.